What's good? It's Ozman the Wizard.
And Naima.
This is not
another damn podcast.
Presented by
our damn selves.
Episode 360. Full circle moment, I guess. Yeah. Not 180. Yeah. It's a full circle 360. 360. That's a full circle. It's a geometry term for all of my geometry nerds out there. 360 is a full circle. Yeah.
Yes.
180 means you've just gone to the opposite side of the circle. That's what you mean when people say you made on the opposite side. When they say 360, they mean 180. That's what it is.
And so many people say, I would venture to say maybe 5 out of 10 people say it incorrectly, I think.
Probably 50. Yeah.
Because I hear people mess it up a lot, and I'm just like...
Yeah. 60 on that is like, so they right back where they started.
I don't have the heart to correct them. I just don't. I just leave some things alone. I do.
360 is what, like I said, it'll be like the Can't Buy Me Love / Love Don't Cost a Thing. They made 360s. Well, they started out as nerds, then they were cool, but then they were nerds again. That's a 360, yeah. Like, yeah. See, they started out nerds, and then at the end of the movie, they're nerds again. It's like, yeah, that's the
thing. We really believe Nick Cannon was a nerd, though. Nah. We never bought that Nick Cannon
It wasn't believable. Character wasn't nerdy enough. The transformation wasn't good. Yeah, it's like.
Nick Cannon always had like a je ne sais quoi like swag about him. So it's like Nick Cannon not being able to pull chicks.
Yeah.
It didn't seem believable.
Cannon always, even back then, like before like the situation, Cannon always had a baddie on his arm, even back then. Mm-hmm. Whether it was like Christina Milian, Salida Ebanks, it's like mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian. He always had a baddie, even back then. It's like before he get Mariah, he always had a baddie.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was like shocking. Really. That's why him pulling Zoe and Drumline, that was believable.
That was believable.
Yeah.
Him being an underclassman pulling an upperclassman who was Zoe. Yeah.
See, that's Nick Cannon, like those kind of roles, not him playing the nerd that can't pull the cool chick.
I'm socially awkward and like that. I'm not good with the ladies.
They had the guy in that movie that could have played that role. Like, I think Keenan would have been better because like he was believable in that. Like, yeah, nerdy dude that couldn't pull a hot chick. It's like,
I was gonna say Kumar because Kumar was in it too. Kumar, too.
Both work, yeah. Both, and they
I
both
was going to go with Kumar, but...
I'm going with Kenan Thompson, because you can see both Calvin, of them...
Calvin, let me not call him Kumar.
You can see both of them, like, paying a girl to, like, go out with them. It's like, you can see that. It's like, okay, that's believable. Like, you see one of them doing that. Let me pay this chick to, like, hang out with me. But Nick Cannon is like, I don't know about that.
Not believable.
The original movie, he definitely seemed nerdy. Like, can't buy
Patrick me. Patrick Dempsey was a straight-up nerd.
His transformation, he did have the glow-up. But Nick Cannon pretty much looked the same. It's like he just had nicer clothes. Like he looked exactly.
Patrick Dempsey went from being nerdy to McSteamy. Like he, you can see like the plant seeds for when he was on Grey's Anatomy because he was mixed. Wasn't he McDreamy or McSteamy? Whichever one he was one of them.
McHotty, y'all.
I don't know which one he was. I didn't watch Grey's Anatomy.
I didn't either. But,
I think McSteamy was Jesse Williams, I think, was McSteamy, and maybe he was McDreamy, I think.
Okay, so all he did was bang on that show, from what I hear. It's like,
that's what I've heard too. But apparently, they say that sometimes they say it'd be like that, like doctors do be looking up with each other.
What's your name was set up like that too, which I believe it because of all the downtime they have is like Chicago Fire is set up. It's like, it seems like all they do is like bang everybody. But I get it. Cause like, unless there's a fire going on, you in a firehouse for like, 48 hours straight. It's like, you're probably going to do some serious banging during this. And you got the perfect alibi. Like even if you do have like, your wife or somebody at home. It's like, I was at the firehouse. It's like, you were slinging holes, slinging holes and pulling holes. Yes. Yeah, so that's what you were doing.
I can't with you. I can't.
But we'd have made full circle moments in this.
Yeah. Full circle moments of now being a parent and seeing what mom went through about just
Okay.
running with your kids. And because this weekend, this was a long
You
weekend for
had a
me.
busy one. My weekend was pretty chill. It's like, yeah, it's okay.
Mine was very busy because I decided to go out two nights in a row. Why I decided that I don't know at this point, but I made it because Friday night me and mom went to do this. We got super freaky.
Remind who you thought I was. I'm Rick James.
We got super freaky.
The Rick James story, which is there on tour right now. They stopped in Chicago this weekend.
Yes, they stopped in
Well,
Chicago for the
how
weekend.
was this?
It was excellent. It was so good. Like,
Shout
I
out
didn't.
Stokely from Mint Condition.
He did so good. Like, I didn't know what to expect going in, but I was like, Rick James has a very interesting story. So I was like, it should look very entertaining. So if it's executed properly, it can come off. It will be good. Like, if they don't do it too satire, they don't like how when Jay Pharoah did JJ, like, he.
No, the fucking
The live version of Good Times.
studio audience show, yeah, that was wasn't good,
Yeah,
yeah.
he went too far into it. So like we know Rick James was a character in himself. He was a character.
Long as you didn't Dave Chappelle that shit, like we're
He
like when
didn't do
that
it
was
too
he was
much.
supposed to like lean into that, like he did that on purpose, yeah. It's like, but
They
telling
did
an
they
actual
sprinkle a little Dave Chappelle elements in, but it wasn't all the way. It sprinkled a little for the comedy because it was just so funny for the
That's
comedy.
most people what they know. It's like it's kind of like the David Ruffin syndrome. It's like people know the parody more than they know the real story. It's like people think of Rick James, they think of the Chappelle Show. A lot of people, so you got to put some of that in there. Yeah, like,
It was just the right amount sprinkled in, but Stokely, he really committed to Rick and like his man, like the way that he was the way he was just like moving and talking, his mannerisms, and he was just really, he really impressed me. And even mom was like, wow, she's like, Stokely really singing. Like she like he's not singing his normal range because you know Stokely has a real melodic, you know, his voice is like silk.
brown eyes, yeah.
Yeah, he has a silk voice, but he was doing them real James built like
Don't
you
they
and I. Like he was belting like Rick
had that
James. Yeah.
almost operatic voice, I would say, like
You
Rick.
and I. Yeah, he had like a he was a belter. Rick was definitely a belter.
Rick had that almost
Yeah.
operatic.
That's what I was waiting for. I was like, I'm waiting for Fire and Desire. I was like, come on, Fire and Desire. When they first showed Tina Marie, I said, okay, we got a couple more scenes, and now we're going to get Fire and Desire.
Did they do Ebony Eyes?
They did.
Well, so you gotta have Smokey in that bitch. I love
I said, Ma, you all remember this from the Everybody Hates Chris when that he was
Chris
dressing.
dressed like Prince. That's what, yeah. Well, I know Ebony Eyes because I'm old. That's what I noticed. I remember when the original song was out. It was like the early 80s.
That shit was so funny because he was dressed as Prince singing Rick James. That shit was hilarious.
Mom don't remember Ebony Eyes. How you not know Ebony Eyes?
And mom was like, she didn't remember that from Everybody Hates Chris. I think you don't remember that.
That's like one of my favorite Rick James songs ever. Rick and Smokey and shit. Come on.
Yeah, but they did some. They did. Of course, they
The
did
video
Mary
was
Got
epic too, with
Divorced.
them stranded on a desert island. Oh yeah, like it's
You gotta have the Mary Jane sequence in. They did a nice Mary Jane sequence.
Mary Jane.
He was behind me, was like, yeah, I do it every day. And I was laughing. Because mom was like, what?
Mom
I'm
did.
like,
Mom probably didn't know that. Mom probably thought this song was about a woman and shit. That's
no, she knew it was about marijuana.
that
She's
was
not
yeah.
that far removed.
Okay, so mom knows a little bit or something. Hilarious.
Talking about drugs. I was like, well, it is legal in Illinois, so
Yeah.
it's legal in Illinois.
We got dispensaries now. You can go go to your dispensary and buy it and legally. You don't need a weed man no more now. The Castle in the
Right.
Corner got that loud. It's like they still around, but yeah, you don't need them no
You
more.
don't even get that loud.
That loud. I saw one on
Was very
71st and Jeffrey the other day, a little weed man. That loud. It's like I guess cats still do buy. It's like buying loose cigarettes. It's like, which he also was selling too, by the way. Loose, yeah, loud and loosies is what he was selling. So I guess cats do still buy it, even
It was
with the.
very entertaining, though it was. And then the thing I liked about it too is I liked that his daughter was the executive producer of the show,
Okay.
so that was really nice. And we got to meet her, and we got her autograph, you know, and everything. So I thought that was really cool that like she did allow her dad's story, you know, because a lot of people do be like they want to be guarded about stuff, but she allowed her dad's story to be told
It needs to be told.
in
We
a
need a
safe place.
biopic. Yeah, it's like is Stokely biopic worthy, or would you recast him? Like, let's ask that question. Yeah.
Because he did really good on the stage, but like he did very good. And then the
You
singing
saw
with
the play,
Ethan,
so like, yeah, would you
I
go see
think he did
that?
an excellent job.
Would you go see a movie version starring Stokely?
I probably would. I like Stokely. I'm biased, so
Might be a good candidate to be cast as that role, man. You know, they recast like with The Wiz from
wit,
Daphne
yeah.
Mills to Diana Ross, which is a train wreck. Thanks like, so a lot. Don't do that. Sorry, Diana, you're a legend, but yeah, that sucked though.
Yeah, they stole that from Stephanie. The Stephanie Mills home version is still one of the best. Like, hearing her sing home is.
I think of home. That's like her signature song.
Yeah. She killed that.
First celebrity I ever met was Stephanie Mills. Metro Music, 87th Street.
On 4 foot 9 of her.
That's when I said, oh, she's a tiny little thing. Yeah.
She's like, my height.
Eye to eye then, because I was a young
You
fella.
were tall. You were a tall kid, so.
So, yeah. Oh, she's little, yeah.
But if you break, when if Rick is coming to your city, this like I would say I definitely endorse to say go see Super Freak. A thing I didn't like was like even Ja'Carius Johnson was saying, yeah, he was like, I saw some of y'all with the phones out all night. He was like, post snippets, don't post the whole thing, you know, don't post the whole play on your page. Like
Yeah,
just
because that's
post
the thing is like
clips.
most
Post
places
clips.
don't mind because they know we in the device
Social
era.
media, yeah.
Like, yeah, so like, yeah, get your clips and then put the phones away. Like, some niggas gotta record the whole show. It's like that's where you take it too
I
far.
saw this the whole, I saw people, I saw the light, you know, you saw the backlight on the phone. I saw people's lights the whole time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how can you even enjoy the show? Because, like,
They're not enjoying the show. They just like
I
be.
took a couple of pictures of stuff that was like, oh, this is a cool shot. And I just took my couple pictures. I took no videos. I just took a couple of pictures and that was it.
Like when I
I
went
didn't
to
video.
like when I go to the wrestling events, the WWE out in Rockford, like I get the ring entrances and then I put the phone away. That's what, yeah, because
Yeah,
I'm into I'm watching the show. It's like, yeah, it's like
because
I'm
like
like,
you can't
okay,
even enjoy
I
the
get him
show.
walking to the ring. I'm not have a phone out the whole time, so I get him walking to the ring and then okay, put it away now.
But some people I could tell they record the whole play. He was like, "Don't put the whole play up, please." He said, "Just put snippets." He said, "Don't put this whole play up. Like, don't do that."
You gotta start Dave Chappelle in that shit. How Chappelle, like,
Put in a locker, you
he
guys.
don't allow
Lock your
phones in
phone.
his, yeah, because Dave, when he's on the road, he's working on material. That's what comedians do. When you see a comedian on tour, like, especially a big comedian like him, that means he probably got a special coming up, yeah.
Yeah, he's perfecting
He's
his
working on the jokes,
special. He's
yeah.
perfecting
Because the
it.
only
Yeah.
way to know if a joke hits is with a live audience, yeah. It's like, because your friends lie and shit, like,
Oh, that's
ah, yeah,
good. No, it's
that's
not.
hilarious, dog. And then you get on stage and it bombs and shit. It's like, yeah.
Your mama is the one who's gonna lie to you the most. That's my baby. That's my baby. Your mama
Are you
gonna
so
lie to
funny?
you.
It's like, yeah, no, he's not. It's like, he sucks and shit. So you got to get out on that stage. It's like to see like
And
how
test it
funny you really.
out.
Just because you're funny with your homies, you crack jokes, but like, yeah, those jokes might not land on the stage. So you got to get out on
Exactly.
the road in front of audiences and like see like how these jokes work. Because then you try, so okay, that joke didn't work. So the next night you try another one, okay, that one did work. I keep that for the act. It's like, yeah, so that's what they're doing. So like, if you bring in phones, it's like, yeah, you letting the jokes out, and sometimes you're getting a less superior version of that while they're still working on it. So like, man,
Right.
so look, Dave bombing last night on stage. It's like, no, he was working on the joke.
But
He
you
really wasn't
take this
bombing
joke,
anybody. Yeah.
and then okay, it has some legs, so let me build on it. And then you build it and build it, so then it may have started like this, but now it grew into this, and now
Yeah.
it's a really good joke now, because comedy is about the slow burn. It is about that with the comedy. Like you have to have the build, and then it's like, hey,
See,
punchline.
what's the name? Got a special coming up real soon on Netflix. Cat, that's what I'm waiting for. Yeah, you know, it'll be his first one since the Club Shay Shay. So, like, yeah,
And then I'm gonna do my
I'll bet
cat with
that.
the
Oh, yeah.
cat with me. But he was drinking. I'm drinking water though in mines, but water for me.
Wata.
But that was day one. And then day two, Saturday night, Ariana and I went here to the Auditorium Theater. It was the dance, yeah, the South Chicago Dance Theater. We got to see some interpretive dancing. They were beautiful dancers. They were really skilled in the technique. Only downside is it's like with younger kids, it's like the show is at 7:30, so they're already
I started
she's
falling
okay.
asleep.
By 8:45, she started trying
Hang,
to
hang,
get
hang, hang.
she was trying to like make like, and I said, I'm not carrying you back to this car. No, I'm not letting you go to sleep. I'm not carrying you to the car. No.
Hang.
I can't carry my child no more. I can't. So I'm like, no. But it was a good show though. And you
I
know,
saw via his social media, I saw that the Fellers had them a nice little weekend too. I saw that Martin
yes.
and Khalil went to see the White Sox play. Yeah,
Yes.
so that
And
was
then once
awesome.
again, children can't hang because Marcus
Probably
said
fell asleep during the game, which is hilarious because like baseball games be loud as hell. I don't see how kids fall asleep.
he didn't fall. This is what happened. So like Marcus is because like he's still a kid. So like even though he's at the game and enjoy the experience, he still wants to be on the phone watching YouTube Kids, of course.
Oh, you're looking at his
Looking
YouTube.
at his videos of kids
He's still
opening
in
up
his
the
monster
kids.
truck phase, or is he on something else? No, I don't. He might
He
be looking.
hops in and out of Monster Truck.
He
He's
might
into
be looking at.
Spider-Man.
Might be looking
He's
at monster trucks and Spider-Man. There we
in the Miles Morales phase right now. So what Marcus was saying was that his phone wasn't, the reception was being spotty in there because somebody could be spotty in the
Oh, it's
arenas or
hard to
whatever.
get and building these
Yeah.
sport buildings. Yeah.
So he said it was acting spotty. And then he said by like the end of the sixth inning, Khalil was like, I want to go. Like by the end of the
He didn't
sixth,
even
he
make
was
it to
like,
the seventh inning stretch.
but he said
Well,
they left at the end of the seventh. He said they did leave at the end of the seventh. That's when
at
they.
least you heard to take me out to the ball game. You
Yeah, they
gotta
left.
make it to the seventh inning stretch, man. Yeah.
Nobody can do it like Harry, though.
Oh, yeah. Harry and Wrigley back in the day. Yeah,
Yeah.
that
We had the best. And the one,
That's
and
like
the
the best worst singer of all time. So it's like
three.
your
He would be
drunk uncle
fun.
singing karaoke. That's what Harry
He
was
would
like.
be drunk, but we didn't mind it because it was Harry. We didn't mind it.
He's living out his dream. It's like you calling baseball
We
for a
are
living.
the That's how he would sound.
All right, Harry Carey. Yeah, I remember when
But
he did the White Sox when I was little, because Jack Brickhouse was the Cubs guy. Yeah, then Harry was it, and then when Jack retired, and then Harry went to the Cubs. That's I remember that. Yeah.
I
So yes,
didn't know that.
they both got history with the Cubs. Both Jack, the two legendary announcers, Jack Brickhouse and Harry Carey, both have Cubs ties, and
I
Harry
always
got
just
ties to
saw about
both.
Harry being with the Cubs,
Yeah,
yeah.
like I said, like I said, I was little, so you either a baby or you maybe have not even been born when Harry Carey with the
Right.
White Sox, something like that. Yeah. You might have been, you probably were a baby then. It's like, so you wouldn't remember that. Well, yeah, it's like the mid-80s or something like that. Like, yeah.
The early to mid-80s,
That when Harry Carey called White Sox games.
but yeah, though, very good thing about him going out. As I said, because they had their guys' day and then we had our girls' day, and the kids had a good weekend. So,
I just had a chill day. Didn't do
as
a mother.
parents, though, we're tired.
Didn't do a damn thing. I was like, and
I'm looking
I've been
ahead
getting his mind, body, and soul right. That's what I've been on.
in my upcoming weeks, and I'm like, I'm probably gonna be doing something every weekend for the rest of this month. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna get to rest. Like, I'm just not this month. I'll eventually get to rest eventually, once the kids go on summer break and then they start summer camp. I'll get some rest hopefully, but that was me in a nutshell.
We mentioned White Sox and Sox Park because I'm not calling it this stupid name. Yeah, so.
Still Kaminsky.
I call it Sox Park. Kaminsky was demolished in 1991 to be, so I just call it Sox Park.
The new, like the 50 and the new 50, it's the new
But new
Kaminsky. So we've
Kaminsky,
got the new
whatever you want to call it.
Kaminsky.
But well, let's talk about we're talking about stadiums and old and new. Like, yeah, talk about these Bears. Yeah, we got a lot of Bears news to talk about because the draft was this week. So a lot of Bears news. So like, yeah, so
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
bear down, baby. Chicago Bears. They officially released plans. Like they released like the photos for the new stadium project. Yeah. This is
And
from
this is from
Bears,
their official website.
ChicagoBears.com. This is the real thing. So these are not this is not artist renderings. This is the real deal from the
Some
Bears.
artist renderings do be sending you off.
They make us like, ooh, that looks dope. It's like it's not the
You
building.
know
It's
which ones
like
I hate the most? I hate the artist renderings when they like put sequels for movies that never happened. Like,
yeah.
yeah, coming this summer, and you get excited. You're like, wait a minute, this isn't coming this summer.
So here's the plans. Like this is what they have. Like yeah, this is what the new stadium. Like I said, they're gonna build it in the South parking lot south of Soldier Field, right next to the McCormick Place, which you can see McCormick Place here in the background.
Right.
Gonna be in that parking lot, like just north of McCormick, just south of Soldier Field. As far as Soldier Field, this is what they're doing. What did I say? Like turn it into a fan experience. Looks like that's what they're doing. They're gonna gut the old Soldier Field, keep the columns up on the sides, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like you can see like I see a baseball diamond over baseball
Oh.
diamonds. It look like it's like areas for like fans to like you could like picnic here and stuff, yeah. Like yeah, so it's it looks like they are gonna do what I said, like turn that into like a fan experience there. You could probably put screens up in there for like fans to like watch the game.
Watch the game, yeah.
And you see, like, yeah, it's domed, which they should have done with Soldier Field, like when they redid it. Yeah, we got because Chicago, we got
We
some
live in
harsh winters.
Chicago.
Yeah,
We live in Chicago. What were we thinking by not putting a dome up?
yep. So dome stadium. So if they really do, if this really is like what they come up with, I think it looks very nice. Yeah.
I think it does look nice. And I think that it competes with the other stadiums
Yeah,
that
so
are.
no more Arlington Heights Bears, at least. Like this is right where the right next to where the current Soldier Field is at. Yeah.
Any word of how would it be bigger inside? Any word about how many what capacity would be on the new one or?
It looks like it would be more because like the current one is like the Bears have the smallest
The smallest one I know,
park in the
yeah.
NFL, like yeah, which is like crazy. It's like they redid it and somehow reduced the number of seats. Like they hustled backwards with that. The Bears got like a little over 60, like so. I think that one would hold like between 75 and 80, something like that. Yeah,
Okay.
so
Okay.
like 75-ish, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That
which is
looks nice to me. People talk about the park. It's like they'll probably have some underground or like they could put
yeah,
like
because
the little
parking,
park.
because like the tailgaters are worried about that. They said where the parking at? I think it's gonna be underground parking. They might have a small section for like tailgating, is what I'm thinking. Like have like, because I saw like I don't see it on this picture, but I did see a part where it had like a little tiny parking lot on the side. Like that's all the parking. It might just be designated for tailgating. It's like we
But they
have a
can always
little.
go under, or they can go upper because they have like the level parking, you
Yeah.
know. So we know we about downtown Chicago, you have all the level parking
Yeah.
like in
So they're
downtown
gonna have a
Chicago.
parking garage and then like maybe a
Yeah.
small section for like yeah, tailgaters. That's what it looks like, yeah. So
I think it does look good though. And then it's right there still on the lakefront because that's a big thing about the experience being at the Bears game. It's right there on the lake.
yeah.
So
And I said what Chicago was one of the few teams where like all of our one of the few cities where all of our sports teams
are
are in
actually in
limits.
city limits.
Like that, you can't say that about other cities. It's like looking at
At the
you,
New York
like
Jets.
the Jets and the Giants, they play in New Jersey. Y'all don't even play in the state. It's like us playing in Gary and shit. It's like the Bears are like playing in Gary and shit. It's like you're not even in the state and shit. It's like, yeah, it's right outside of it, but still, low is like, nah, yeah. So that's the equivalent of that and shit. Yeah.
Not Chicago, Chicago. Do I need to bring that
Pull up
map
the
up
map,
again?
yeah.
Chicago, not
Find the
Chicago.
map and shit, yeah. Chicago, all of our teams play within the city limits, yeah. Sox, like I said, they bitching about a new park, but the current one is in the city limits, yeah. The guaranteed stupid name park is like, yeah. And then Wrigley is like, yeah, they're on Addison, they right in the city. United Center is on Madison, yeah, in the city where like the Bears, I mean the Bulls and the Blackhawks play. I mean, and then even the Sky, they played Wintrust right in the city. It's like, yeah, so all the Chicago Fire also play at Soldier Field, so they probably would play in this new building as well too. But it looks good. Like the only thing I don't like, they gonna take tax money. Is like they saying
That's the part right there.
this project is gonna be what, 4.5, almost five billion,
4.6
four point seven billion, something like
billion
that.
dollars. I saw 4.6 billion. They said that the
Half
owners,
look, half is gonna be like privately funded, half publicly funded
they
is what.
said 2 billion would be from the owners, and then the other 2.6 is supposed to come from us.
Yeah. So like over half is gonna be like publicly funded. It's like,
So my question, I agree with some of the people in the comments, as they said, so if we as taxpayers are we shareholders then?
yeah.
Do we get shares in this? Because if I'm paying my tax dollars as a Chicago resident,
Yeah.
I feel like I should get some shares of the Chicago Bears. And as a Chicago paying tax person, I feel like we should also get $50 tickets on select games. Just saying. You have to prove that you're a Chicago resident, and you have to prove that, because then everybody be like, I live in Chicago. No, you don't.
Chicago resident, and you gotta show like
But you pay taxes.
your tax return, yeah. So like, yeah, prove like, yeah, proof of address that I have your tax return for that, yeah. Prove
Good
that you're
luck if you don't
actually
pay taxes.
exactly, yeah. So Chicago resident, and then like let's see your tax return for
Let's
the
see that 1040.
23 tax return. Yeah, let's see
Let's see
that.
that. So if you can show those proofs, that's why I say let us be shareholders and get $50 tickets on select games.
We're not saying all tickets just like have like we have tickets certain sex at games blocked off.
Certain games and certain sections. I'm not saying that even for like all the pre, I'm not saying like Monday Night Football against the Cowboys. I'm not saying that, but
Or
you get what I'm saying.
premium seating. We're not saying you got the
I'm not
good
saying that.
like you just like you give like some 200 level, like yeah, like the
Yeah, like the
club
club, I like
level
nice
seats, yeah.
clubhouse level. Yeah,
Club
good
level,
seat.
yeah.
Yeah, good seats, because 200 is a good seat.
Yeah.
Don't stick us in the nosebleeds.
Yeah, like don't have to be nosebleed, but like yeah, it's a
Yeah.
happy medium in there. Yeah.
Have us there, have us. Like maybe we might watch the, I don't know, who's a normal team?
The Vikings, I don't know.
The Washington, isn't Washington normal
Washington,
team?
yeah, let's say
Yeah.
Washington, yeah.
Yeah. You could do that for the fans. Like, do that. Give us our $50 tickets and let us be shareholders. And then that can justify the $2.6 billion that you want from us.
Please give us something for it. But here's
Give
the
us
thing, like
something.
these owners, they hold all the leverage. It's like, yeah, because especially with Chicago being such a sports
A
town,
sports town,
they can
yeah.
say like, oh, well, we'll just take our business elsewhere. Yeah, we'll reload, we'll take the Bears to Florida or whatever and shit. Yeah, we'll go to Texas and shit. Yeah. No state taxes and all that. They pull that card and shit. It's like, yeah. And then the fans like would like yeah like especially like Mayor Brandon Johnson like he'd be like him getting death threats if that happens. Fans are serious about these sports teams.
They are.
So they're saying like fuck it yeah let them move. It's like I don't give a shit. It's like yeah. Instead of just telling them that like so they say give me a new building or I'm moving the team. The Bears have been mid for like ever, so like yeah, just let them move. Instead of just saying, okay, yeah, y'all not even good. When was the last time you won a Super Bowl? It was
When I
like
was 3 or whatever.
40 years ago. It was like
Not too bad. I was what, 5 when they won? Y'all
that.
like 5? Yeah, when they last won.
But sports fans, they are blamed like the politicians. Like yeah, like that's how that's why the Thunder exists. Why the Seahawks? The Seahawks. I mean, why the Supersonics left Seattle
Supersonic.
and shit? Because of that, yeah. Because they wanted a new building. Because their building is kind of a dump, the Key Arena. I remember, and like they wanted a new building. The owner said, "Hey, like, and he's from Oklahoma, so like he's like I'm moving to my home state." Like the owner, like his, and he wasn't even from. He had no ties to the community. He's like, "Dude, I'm from. Yeah, like, I just moved a team there." It's like. And then he really moved it because Seattle said, hey, we got other shit to pay for. We're not paying for it. They basically called the bluff and then he relocated the team. Of course, fans were mad at the city more than him. They were mad at him too, but the city more than him. But yeah. And there's still fan groups out there like bring back the Supersonics. It's like it's groups out there that still want their team back. It's like
They should bring back the Supersonics.
it's and Dave, not David, David Stern, rest in peace. Adam Silver has been talking about an expansion. Like I've seen, of course, like that will be one of the cities they expanded. They talk about adding two teams. Like yeah, like it's like Seattle and that. Like Vegas has been mentioned as well too. So
Okay. Because they'll still keep an even number because there'll be 32 teams. Because
yeah.
30 teams now, so keep an even number.
And now you could like reconfigure some because those are both West. Because we could move the Grizzlies to the Eastern Conference. It's like. Memphis is way the fuck over there anyway. It's like
Yeah.
Memphis is in the Eastern time zone. Like, why
Yeah.
Memphis being Western Conference makes no sense. It's like
Yeah, because it's in Western Conference west of the Mississippi supposed to
that's how
be.
it originally was. Like Western teams west of the Mississippi and then Western Conference east of the Mississippi is the east of it. How that happened because the Grizzlies started as the Vancouver Grizzlies,
Vancouver, yeah.
which is way there northwest. It's like way out there by Seattle and all that. It's way northwest. So when they
The
moved the team,
Vancouver
they
versus.
just kept them in the Western Conference and never like reconfigured it because to keep the even the numbers even on both sides. That's what that. But like, so it won't be an uneven number. Just you can add the two teams and just move the Grizzlies to the Eastern Conference. So yeah,
Right.
and bring Ja Morant and his guns to be Eastern Conference. Then there you go. See? Hilarious.
In other Bears news, like I said, we had the draft. Yay.
Yeah, NFL draft went down. Well, Caleb Williams, welcome to Chicago. Yeah, everybody knew that. Like I said, I don't even watch NCAA. Yeah, but I knew that name because there's been a lot of hype around dude and like,
Yeah.
but his on field and off field antics is like, there's been a lot of hype around in Caleb Williams. So and when they traded Justin Fields, I was like, it's like I said, barring some serious fuckery, like they're gonna take this dude. It's like, yeah, they it's a Heisman quarterback, yeah, like you're gonna take him, yeah. It's like barring some weird shit, is
So
like
now hopefully, like I said, we're now in the Caleb Williams
Caleb Williams era is official.
era now for the Bears.
Fields out, Williams in. So yeah, there we go.
So hopefully we'll this would
A
be
lot
because
of hype around this kid, so
we've
we're gonna see what happens. It's like
been not rolling the dice at will, I'll say. You said,
especially with the quarterbacks, we had
we've been good.
Fields, then it was Trubisky before that. And then it was the Jay Cutler
I'm
era.
rolling with Jay Cutler. He
The
was the
Jay
best
Cutler
out of all of
era.
them.
Jay
He
Cutler era.
was the best out of all of them.
Well, I'm saying Cutler is the best quarterback in Bears history, like, yeah, which is saying something. It shows you how bad the Bears have been with this quarterback stuff. It's like,
Well, you gotta look and see during the
look
different
at,
eras, like
and just comparing like record wise, is like, look
because
at
Cutler does hold the record
his
for like
stats
all
compared to
Bears.
like any other quarterback the Bears have had. It's like,
He does
I know
hold
you
the record.
85 Bears fans love McMahon, but McMahon was mid and shit. Sorry. McMahon, the Bears, that team was dependent on that. The Bears defense and Walter Payton
And
is why
Walter
that team
Payton,
was so
yeah.
great. It's like, it wasn't McMahon. It's like, it was that defense and Payton is why that team
So
was so
once that I remember the names of, I remember Fridge and Walter Payton. Those are the names that like I knew the best out the Bears.
great. Yeah. And even
Not
the other
McMahon.
top guys like Mongo defense and
Mongo, yeah.
Singletary defense, Otis Williams defense,
Oh yeah,
Richard Dent,
Singletary. I knew that name too.
yeah,
Singletary, I knew
Richard
that one.
Dent defense. It's all these were like most of the top guys were on that
What
defensive
about
line.
your guy Willie Gott? That's on that
Willie was
show.
receiver. He was mid too. Sorry, sorry, Willie. That's who McMahon was throwing to, Willie Gault. There we go.
Only reason why I knew his name was when I watched that show
You
on
saw him on the reality.
MTV.
Right. You actually said
That show on MTV. I was like, it was some
it
old
was
bear.
some bear on there, and then I watched it with you. So that's Willie Gault.
So there's some old
85
bear on there.
bear. I said he was Willie Gault. He was like number 83 with the bear. I
I
remember
had no idea who
how
he
you
was.
old, you remember like the cast numbers. Like, you know jersey numbers, you old.
You're like, oh man, it's Willie Gott.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Bears, all my life I've been trying to find that quarterback. It's like, I remember Harbaugh and Kramer. You don't know
Like
these names.
after.
I remember Jim Miller and fucking Rex Grossman and shit. It's like,
Rex Grossman. I remember the
I
Rex
remember
Grossman era.
Kyle Orton and shit. Is like, yeah, like they really been like
Yikes.
on this quarterback tip. Is like, so hopefully they found the guy. It's like. Even though
Yeah.
he's like somebody's like his antics is like he's but then again like Chicago but the Bulls once had Dennis Rodman
Dennis
it's just,
Rodman.
and he's excited he's eccentric like that like Caleb Williams he's like he's real that's what I would say eccentric is what I would say but yeah, he's an eccentric young man it's like
He markets to his own drum, basically.
exactly
He,
that's so yeah
I
Chicago.
don't know anything about him, so I mean, I would have to see like what his antics are to see like
It's
what.
like he paints his nails and shit like that. He's a very eccentric dude. It's
I
like,
mean, like we didn't grow up to Dennis Rodman.
so say the
Like.
thing with cats like that is like long as he's cold and shit. If he balls, nobody would give a shit about any of his off field antics. It's like yeah, if he comes in and struggles, he's gonna get buried for all of that shit.
Dennis
It's like.
Rodman, okay, he showed with colored hair, wearing a feather boa and makeup and painting nails, but he would grab 30 rebounds in
Yeah,
a
he
night.
went balls.
Like,
Nobody gave a shit. Like if Rodman
yeah.
didn't scrub and shit, he could have got buried for that shit. It's like, yeah. It's like that's the thing when you can be as eccentric and weird as you want and shit. If he comes out in balls, nobody would give a shit. It's like, yeah.
At all.
Yeah, that's the thing. So he better come out just swinging. Like, yeah, because they giving you the keys. Like they giving you the keys to the city now. Literally building a whole new like well this like project is coming together so like under the Caleb Williams era like is when this is probably going to start and shit this new
And then this
lakefront stadium
project is still years away, so people get their get off their payments.
yeah like it's
It's just years.
it's yeah this thing won't be complete for at least like
A
five
decade.
6 years I'll say maybe
Probably
closer
closer to a decade.
yeah but yeah completed it was like I don't even know when they would break
Because
ground
they're
or
not even this is just still in talks now. It's
yeah,
like nothing.
this is just an artist rendering. It's like, okay,
This is a proposed.
this is
This is a
what it would look
proposed.
like. Nothing has been agreed to.
Yeah,
It's like,
proposed a stadium. Proposed solution. It's just proposed right now. It's nothing set in stone. Nothing's been signed.
basically like
Nothing.
encountering what they were doing in Arlington Heights. That's what this is. It's like, okay, like Arlington's is offering you that because this is what we're
This is
offering.
what
This
we're
is
offering.
Chicago's counter offer. It's like, yeah,
And
so.
then you gotta go with what you feel would be best for your needs.
Because the whole Arlington, which we talked about previously, is Bears fans don't want him in Arlington, and Arlington Heights residents don't want the
Don't
Bears.
want them in there. Yeah, don't want the
Probably
Bears
you don't
in.
want that. You want you fucking drunk Chicagoans coming out here and
We
shit.
don't want you riff-raff out here. Let's call it
Exactly.
what it is. Because sometimes fans can get a little bit rowdy, when, especially when alcohol is involved, your team's losing. You can get a little rowdy. You
Yeah.
can.
We don't want that shit. Yeah. On both ends is like, yeah, whether you're losing or if you're winning. If you win a Super Bowl, they're gonna tear the city up too. So even when you're winning, you get rowdy. It's like, and that's what's funny about like sports is like if your team loses, you violent. If you win, you violent. Like I was there, like when I was flipping over taxi
Jumping
cabs.
on, they were jumping on the cars like
The
this. The
Bulls are winning titles. I'm old enough to remember that shit. I saw it with my own eyes, flipping cars over and shit and taxi cabs. And they won. So imagine if they lost, like what would happen and shit. If Paxson don't make that shot, what would happen? It's like yeah,
that's
shit.
the three brick.
Imagine what would happen then. It's like yeah, shit.
Yeah, but sometimes fans do go way too far. Like, who was the one kid, the one with the Bears that missed the kick years ago? You know,
Parky,
I'm.
Parky.
There you go. There you go. And like they said, he had to like basically run out of town because
He got
like,
death threats. Is like,
yeah, he
yeah,
got death. Like they would chase. They would damn near
he had
chase
to
him on
he
pitch
left
for.
he left after that. That's the reason
Yeah,
why
like
he's not
he.
the kicker anymore because of that shit.
People were saying jokingly, like they was like, Parky get his car, and they showed like somebody like jumped through the window while the car was driving. It was like that's how he had to leave. Like he had to like jump while the
That's
car was
nuts,
moving,
man. It's like yeah,
basically. Because they were chasing with pitchforks damn near. Like
yeah.
the way they were like after that boy.
It's still fans that are mad at Russell Wilson for throwing that interception in the Super Bowl. And he don't even play there. What, he had been traded twice since that. From he went to Denver and now he's with Pittsburgh. So, and it's still Seahawks fans that are mad that we could have won back to back. That's still mad. I said he probably got over there the next day. He went over like and banged Sierra probably the next day. Was over. Fans like 10 years later, you still mad. I said it's like, yeah. It's like, so I got a fine ass wife. I'm rich. It's like he probably was. That's why what LeBron said what he said when they lost to Dallas. He's like, well, same problems, those people. And he's kind of talking shit now. He says something about, about with being down against Denver. He kind of says something like down.
He said at the end of the day, it's just basketball. A
basketball game. He kind of said something spicy the other day like that.
And they said that means that he's giving up, but then they won. So now they're still down 3-1. But
3-1 as we speak, but they didn't get swept. I think that's what he just wanted tonight.
That's what I said. I said
Denver and five. So yeah, I think he just didn't want to get swept.
I said the end
back
on
to
his
back face. Year. It's like you don't want to get
the
swept
on his face from last year of getting swept by Joker last year. It's like he don't want to get swept. So I mean, now you can say, okay, I didn't get swept, and then it wasn't on your floor. So if Denver does win, then they went on their floor for game five.
They won on their floor, and by the way, we were a play-in team anyway. Yeah. So hey, I'll talk shit. Nobody thought we were gonna win. What do you say?
Here we go. We were a playing team. It's on their floor. And I'm 40 years old. LeBron, oh, man, 40 years old. LeBron does turn 40 this year. Yeah. So it's like,
I'm the oldest player in the league. Yeah. Like so.
Went from being the youngest to the oldest.
Oh, yeah, we getting old. I remember when LeBron was the youngest.
Full circle.
LeBron was 17 when he got drafted. Remember? Yeah. So
yep.
Well, yeah, I remember LeBron.
Remember when he got drafted.
Yeah. I remember
as an 18-year-old kid starring, we remember seeing 18-year-old LeBron playing.
I remember LeBron when he got drafted and they had the King James Nike commercial. That's when I was like really, like, I don't, yeah, it's too much hype around this kid.
This teenager, you know, this kid, you know, it's like that.
I was like, y'all laying it on too thick. And when he proved himself to me, it was against Detroit in the Eastern Conference Finals that one year. Like the year at Baby Bron when he like scored all the points in the fourth quarter and overtime.
Yeah.
You remember it's like 07. Like it was the year they went to the finals of LeBron's first finals against the Spurs. Mm-hmm. But that Eastern Conference Finals when they played Detroit, that's when I said, okay, this dude is special. That's the first time when I saw that LeBron. When I saw
that team was awful. Yeah. He carried that team to the finals.
What was LeBron had to be like 21 then carrying he carried those scrubs at 21 to the finals. A bunch of scrubs, yeah.
Big Zeke, Helgowski.
Yeah, was Varenzhao around then? I don't remember. It's like, but that team, is, that particular team is like,
that team was terrible.
Carried a bunch of scrubs, like, LeBron. 21 years, like, carried a bunch of scrubs to the finals.
Like when you said back in the day, like if Aaron Brand carried those Bulls to the finals.
Aaron Brand was number one pick in Chicago back.
A bunch of scrubs.
Accent.
That team was awful.
About to look up some of the other Bears picks. It's like, Caleb was the number one overall pick, but I'm going to look up some more just before we wrap this segment up. Yeah. We pull up the draft tracker.
I'm feeling optimistic about it, I guess.
Yeah, they had a good draft. Like, not only did they take Caleb number one overall, USC, they also took with their ninth pick, Odunze, I think his name. They took a wide receiver from Washington. So they had two first rounders. Yeah. And so now he got somebody to throw to. There you go. Right out the gate, you got somebody to throw it to. Yeah.
You gotta have somebody to throw to. You need someone to throw and you need someone to throw to.
Yep. Somebody gotta catch those passes. So on the other end, there you go. So that was the other first round pick they had. So I'm like, okay, So
and they gotta have hands like mitts, like they do have big hands, like football to be like you gotta have like huge hands if you gotta catch the ball.
Yeah, like in receivers, you look at their hands; they are huge. Is like
their hands do be like three of mine. Looking like a baseball glove, like their huge hands, like that.
That's true. And I forgot, they also acquired, what's his name? Jonathan Owens, like Simone Biles' husband. They acquired him. So the Bears are making moves. Yeah, they're making positive moves. Yeah.
But now, Simone, you gotta come get some deep dish pizza.
Yeah, she's priority. Yeah, or come get some Harold's or sauce.
You gotta get some Harold's. Get some Garrett's popcorn.
Get you a 2-piece from Harold's, God damn it.
We're always feeding people in Chicago. It's okay though. We're a food town.
Let's get her an Italian beef and shit. Yeah.
Chicago style hot dog.
I go hot and a Maxwell Polish.
No ketchup.
That's up, absolutely. Yeah.
Blasphemy if you put ketchup on a hot dog in Chicago. You're gonna get flamed.
Yeah. That's why I was mad looking back at Cooley High. Like, you tell that Glenn Turman wasn't from Chicago. When he was like, oh, at the zoo, he's like, he asked if she have ketchup for the hot dog. I was like, yeah, he definitely ain't from Chicago.
That's not authentic Chicago.
The chick looked at him crazy. He said, that was accurate. He was like, nah, we don't have ketchup. He's like, yeah, you got mustard. I don't like mustard. Yeah, he was like really distracting her. But yeah, that's why the chick looked at him crazy when she asked for ketchup on the house. So they did do that part accurate. She's like, ketchup? It's like, yeah, nah, I
That's
ain't got
it.
no ketchup. It's like, you ain't got no ketchup.
In Chicago, we don't do ketchup on the hot dogs. We don't.
Well, they did their homework on that scene, like when Preach asked for the ketchup and then the chick. You want ketchup on the hot dog? Really? He's like, yeah.
I do like it. I do like it. In the meantime, so we can stay in the sports realm because like I said, it's a lot of exciting going on right now in sports. What about these playoffs now? Like,
I want to get a little update. Let's do that.
what's the update on the
So
playoffs
far, it's
now?
no eliminations, but I can pull a bracket up and see where we stand. No,
Yeah, like, what are we looking at now?
like
What's the
no
scene?
eliminations. Like so far, let's refresh this because it's.
I know nobody eliminated as of yet, but we have some.
We mentioned Denver being up 3-0 on LA. That's what we did mention that. Let's
Oh,
see.
3-1. We have 3-1.
3-1. Did I say, what did I say? I don't know.
Nothing.
3-1 on that. That's right. They didn't get swept. So here's where we are. 3-0 is where the Thunder and Pelicans would stand right now. So I said the Pelicans would get swept. I think I did say that. Yeah.
I have to go back and listen.
I think I said it, but I'm not
I may have
positive.
said it too. I gotta look back.
T
Yeah, I
Wolves
see.
up 3-0 on the Suns.
Cool.
I thought the Suns would take I thought that would go longer because I thought Durant and them were like man up for the playoffs, but they haven't. No, that's the only three. Yeah, that's the only so to the
Is
ones that I.
Father Time starting to catch Durant? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, like our yeah, like this era they're getting older. LeBron, KD, Steph
Steph
is
Curry.
they
But
all
Steph
getting
just turned
older.
what, 35, I
30,
think?
35 he turns. Yeah,
Yeah,
so
Steph just turned 35, so it's
may
like.
even make the playoffs. Yeah.
And Durant would be what, about what, like 33 or 4 or something like that?
34-ish, something like that, yeah.
So you think about like 30, like obviously in the general scheme of things, 34 is very young. If you're 34, when you like most people are like really just getting into like their careers at 34.
Yeah.
You may have started a new job, like you may have started like a whole
Might
new
have
thing.
started over, or if you've been on your job, you really are leveling up at that
Just
point.
getting into your groove. Like now I'm a manager here or whatever. But
No.
in sports, 34, that's like, okay, you're gonna retire in a year or two. Like you old as hell.
Basketball, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Miami stole game three. That was all game two. I mean, that was a nice surprise. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a surprise because I thought
So
that Boston was
well,
gonna.
I was like, okay, they stole it on Celtics home floor. I thought that was gonna be a sweep. Yeah. I was like,
So the
okay.
fact that Boston was up by like 30 at one point, weren't
Yeah.
they? Like on that game one, like that's why I was like, oh, they're gonna cream them. I was like, but Heat getting swept, but they getting swept. Marcus was like, nah, he was like, the Heat is not gonna get swept. He said, because they're very feisty. The
We
Heat,
saw
they
like
can
they didn't
fight.
they made the finals last year as an 8 seed and they made the finals in the bubble. They were like a lower seed then.
Yeah, they're feisty.
Yeah.
And you have to give a lot of this credit to Coach Spoelstra. Like Coach Spoelstra knows how
He's a
to
veteran, yeah.
make those adjustments. Cause like he looked okay, game. You could tell as soon as game went in, and he was like, okay, let me get this film out. Okay, y'all did this right here, y'all did that right here, y'all did this, y'all did that. So you could tell Spoelstra made his adjustments.
Yeah.
The
Cavaliers Magic 2-2, no surprise there. I knew that would go long.
That's going better than
I
what
think
I
this
thought.
one to go long to the Mavericks Clippers. That's like the
Yeah, I
2-3.
think that's what I'm going on.
Yeah. Both of those might go seven. Yeah.
The Bucks and Pacers, that's kind of has me like, what?
Yeah, Indiana.
But Giannis is out
Another
though,
one of them,
so.
another one of those feisty teams, Indiana, though.
And Giannis is out,
Yeah.
so when you lose a player like Giannis,
The best player is like, yeah, you lost it.
everybody else has to be damn near perfect. Like, I mean, you can obviously play without Giannis and still win,
Yeah,
but
you still got Dame and like other guys, but yeah.
Middleton, like, but they have to be perfect now. They can't have a night where, like, okay, I'm shooting 2 of 20 tonight. Because sometimes you have those nights when you shoot 2 of 20.
Yeah.
But you can't have those nights when the star players are. You gotta be perfect.
This one too was interesting. Are the Knicks going Nick? It's like, yeah. They came out game one and two and like kicked ass, and then Philly beat them in a blowout in game three. Game
Well,
four it happens today. We don't know who's gonna win that as we
they were back
record
on
yet.
their home turf, so it's like
Yeah.
the Knicks did what the
Are the
Knicks did
Knicks
what they're
going
supposed
Nick?
to do, because it's like when you have home court, you're just supposed to
Protect the
protect
home
your home
court.
court
Yeah.
and just steal one.
Yep.
Steal one. Like the Celtics has home court throughout the whole playoffs. Like they have
That's
home
why
court advantage.
Miami had to steal that one. That's all they had to do was like now they got to get another one because they lost game three. It's like, but he's got to steal one in Boston, like which the Heat did. It's like, yeah. But yeah, the Knicks. Are they gonna Nick? Yeah, is it gonna go tied 2-2 or the Knicks go up 3-1? We'll know by the time this comes out here.
Because I mean, I think that that's going to be the best series of the first round is the Knicks and the Sixers, I
That's
think.
the one I was most excited
I
about.
think it's going to be fun. Which we call low key, like I said, they're not getting the attention because it's Cleveland and Orlando, but like the fact that they're going toe to toe, but
Yeah.
people don't really. People aren't hyped about them like that. You
Cavaliers
feel
are
what I'm saying?
stacked. You look at their lineup.
They are, but you know, but because it's Cleveland, so it's
Cleveland.
like people are
And
not.
only time people care about Cleveland is when LeBron was there. It's like outside of that, nobody cares. It's like, yeah.
Because even Noah said, do you go to Cleveland? Do you like it? Do you like it here? That was accurate.
Only when LeBron is there is there. When people care is like outside
Cared
of that,
about
it's like.
Cleveland.
They've, like I said, they've had a good team. Like I said, Darius Garland, Donovan
Yeah.
Mitchell, Mobley is like the
Yeah,
front.
they
Yeah,
got some
like
pieces.
they got a stacked
They
team.
got some nice pieces. They do.
They
But
got a
because it's
stacked.
Cleveland,
Yeah,
you know, they're not gonna get the
nobody's
attention.
paying attention. I said, Orlando got
They got a little squad too.
all those high picks as part of the payoff. And
With
thank
the Vucevic.
with the help of us, it's like
Yeah,
the
Vucevic, yeah.
Wolves helped build that team because you gave up two first rounders and Wendell Carter. You gave up a lot for fucking Vooch and shit. Yeah, who's a scrub now essentially to me. It's like you gave up too much for
Which
him.
I mean, like I said, he's a mid player. He's not a bad player, but all that's a bit much
It's
for
a lot. To,
that's
and
a
then
bit
the
much.
Wolves could have been in that 4 or 5 seed now without the trade, and Orlando would be like we're in a play-in where the Wolves are now.
Yeah, we should be swapped basically. We
Yeah,
should be that should be us. That should be us right there. That should be us, not
I should
them.
post the if or let's say if Orlando advances, they beat Cleveland. I'll post Eddie Kang and say, how does
How's it feel to be me? It
it
be me.
feel? I'll post that.
But yeah, that is the whole when you look at that, the whole dynamic of that. So
Very exciting time, but like we touched almost every sport. We talked baseball because Marcus and Khalil went to the game. We talked
and
football.
they
Yeah.
did win the game. Marcus, even though they left, he said that they won. They went to extra innings, and he said they did hit a home
I
run.
said it's
The
good they
extra
left when they left because it went to extra innings. It's like,
yeah,
yeah, so
because Khalil
Khalil really would have been
would
like, yeah, can we go? Like, he really would have been out of it once the extra innings. It's like, yeah.
I could tell Khalil probably fell asleep in the car because it's more he still had on his stuff. So Marcus probably just put him in the
Yeah,
bed.
with his clothes, so had his little socks jersey
And he
on.
still had his little jersey on this
Yeah,
morning, like, mommy. I slept good last night. I got a lot of sleep. I mean, I could tell you got a lot of
don't
sleep.
remember. He was just last thing he remembers was leaving Sox Park, and then he was in the bed. Like
He
when you,
was in his
that's
bed.
the last thing he remembers.
That's the magic of being a child. You're just magically transported to your bed when you're a child.
We're at the game, and yeah, now I'm just at home in bed. That's all. You don't remember nothing that happened in between that.
Not the car ride home, nothing.
None of that being carried out to the car. You don't remember any of that. We're just at
Only
the
thing we don't touch is really hockey because, like, we're not that in the know of hockey. I admit that. I
yeah,
know
I
nothing
don't know
about
any
hockey.
more. Did the I'm sure the, I think the Hawks suck. I don't even think they made the playoffs. So yeah, I'm pretty sure they suck now. I was like, yeah. I don't hear any playoff talk for the
I
Blackhawks.
think they're in the process of rebuilding too. I think
They
they're in
are.
a rebuild.
Yeah. They in a rebuild, so I'm pretty sure they didn't make the
Because
playoffs.
people were saying, all right, Bears, all right, Hawks, all right, Sky. They're like, Bulls, what are y'all doing? That's all I
Yeah,
think about
because
that.
we
Like,
talked
saying,
to
like,
Sky. I'm gonna say we talked to Sky a little bit because they with Cordoza and Reese, like they yeah, they she had her introduct her press conference the other day, yeah. So yeah.
she should get that on a shirt.
I know, yeah, she did. That's how she got famous because of that. Because because Caitlyn was like, yeah, like was already like making noise even last year, and then when like Angel got like, who's this girl getting in her face? That's what it's like. So that's why we even know who Angel Reese is because of the all of this and all of that. That's why we know because of that.
Because Angel just put it back to her, like, okay, you did that to people when you eliminated, so I'm about to eliminate you, so I'm gonna do it back to you now.
She got in her face. That's why, yeah.
Like Angel though. I think I do want to go to I want to go to some Sky games. I think I'm gonna take the kids. Not
Fire.
that one against Caitlin, because they trying, they price gouging for that. I'm not going to
Oh,
that.
man.
I'm not going to that.
The one everybody's waiting for, yeah.
Yeah, I'm
Indiana.
not doing that.
I know.
Because
People are
they are.
saying that like I said, the timeline makes sense, like I said, because WNBA is about like 25 years until they're
Yeah, 25 years.
so people are saying that that Caitlin and Angel could be the Bird and Magic of the WNBA.
I
Like that, yeah. The
like
time.
it.
Like yeah, cause the Bird and Magic came about 25 years into the NBA's run
NBA in
when
the
they
early
showed
80s.
up. Yeah,
Yeah.
it was about 25 years in. So like, they could
And then
be
you
like
have
the Bird and
the
Magic.
white all-American, like, yes,
Yeah,
I'm from, I'm the hit
the
from Brooklyn.
flashy black one is like
You
yeah.
got the
So yeah.
flashy black one. Yeah, I like it. So that means that
I'd
can
be
we
down
make
for some Showtime Sky. I'd be
I'm gonna
down.
say, can the sky be Showtime? Can we make it like that? We got the girl, the
Cordova's
staff.
Kareem. There we go. Let's see how we together.
Hey, hey, hey.
She get a sky hook. It's
If
like,
she learns that sky hook, the sky and the sky hook, there you go.
look,
Hey.
there you go. Yeah, she needs to be
Hey.
like, go get
Hey.
some training from Kareem.
That is a that basically is an unstoppable shot. It is. It's like you can't.
Unguardable, yeah. I only
It's
saw it block. The
unguardable.
only person I ever saw block it was Wilt Chamberlain. Wilt Chamberlain is the only thing, it's the only guy that was able to block that
Does
shot.
Mbaka never do it?
Just Wilt, just the only guy
Oh,
was.
why is that? Because I think, like, I would think that Mutombo could do it. No, no,
Nah, no,
no.
nah, no. Nah, Kareem was retired by the time Mutombo came.
Oh, that's right.
He
Okay.
never,
That's
he
right.
might have got him, he was retired by then. Yeah.
Because Mutombo, no.
Wilt is the only I saw block the sky hook, yeah.
That's right. Because, yeah, because Kareem was leaving out when that was, yeah. But Wilt was, what, 7'5", seven,
He was
four,
up there
three,
like
something like that. He was, yeah.
seven, but that's what I've been seeing. They've been comparing it to like they can be like the Bird and Magic of the
I like
WNBA. I'm
it.
like, yeah, they could be in the Bird and Magic are the ones that put the NBA on the map.
Yeah.
Before that, nobody gave a shit about the NBA. And then that rivalry is what got people injured, and Jordan got them across the
And then
finish line.
Jordan just
Like they set the table, and then
Jumpman.
Jordan got him across the finish line. So like
Yeah.
we waiting whoever is Jordan out there. Like yeah, like, whether some female prospects. So, what's her name? It could have been Gianna Bryant if
Gianna,
she was around. She
she
could have been the
probably could have been
Jordan.
that, yeah.
She could have been Jordan if she was still around. Like they like Angel and Caitlin are like Magic and Bird, and like she could have been Jordan. Like well, we gotta find the next Jordan.
It though, because it is time for the WNBA to get their flowers.
They got a lot of attention. They like here's what this is the
It's time
first
to get
time the WNBA draft got as much attention as the NFL draft.
Right.
It got a lot of attention because most because of Caitlin Clark, most because like
I like it though. I like it.
it got this the first. I can be honest, like I've never this is the first time I ever gave a shit about the WNBA draft. I've never even knew when it was. It's like
And
this
then
is the
here's the
first
thing of
year I paid
And
attention.
here's the
It's like
thing
yeah.
about it too with that is that it's not on purpose, because if you don't like how many times, how many television shows were great TV shows, but they just were not promoted and
Yeah,
they got canceled.
that happens. Yeah,
Like South Central was a great show.
yeah. It didn't
It's
last.
no reason that should not have had 4 or 5 seasons. It's no reason they should not have
Instead of four or five episodes, it should have four or five seasons.
easily.
Yeah.
Great show.
Yeah.
Great show. But it got canceled.
Yeah.
New York Undercover was a good show.
It had a good run, yeah. It
They had a
just
good one, but they never promoted
didn't promote it like how like NYPD Blue on ABC. Because a lot of people said in New York Undercover was like the hip hop version of NYPD Blue. It was like NYPD Blue for us, basically. Yeah, it was like
Malik Yoba even said that. He said, like, when you go to like the studio, he said, like, our pictures were never up, but they never promoted us. But somehow they just kept on surviving because it was a fan base, you know, it was like a culture. It was a cult classic,
Yeah,
basically. Like, we watched it.
New York Undercover is streaming on Prime right now, by the way.
I'm gonna go back and start watching.
There you go. I watched a few episodes recently, so
When
that's
G
all.
brought the gun to school. I'm
I gotta find that episode when it says,
gonna take my gun. What do you mean, your
"What do
gun?
you mean, your gun?" And he finds a gun in his bag, and he's like,
You got the gun. G, badass kid.
shout out George Gore the
I just want to go to Natalie's. Like, you know, I wanted to have a club like that where I could go after work and see
And that's
all
the
my
that was the
friends.
hold up. I guess they finally cleared the music rights, because
I wanted
like
to go
that's
to
why they
Natalie's.
couldn't stream New York Undercover for years, because music rights are real goofy and weird like that. It's like so those music rights, I know it's a nightmare clearing that,
I
yeah.
need some of those renditions that some of those artists sang, because Tina Marie sang "Wishing on a Star," and it
Okay.
was incredible. Like, I need that version of her singing "Wishing on a Star." Somebody who sang "The Closer I Get to You," was it maybe Tevin Campbell and Brandy? I think maybe did that.
I
I think
forget
they
what
did that,
song
maybe.
Aaliyah did a song too. I forget what it was.
"Choosy Lover."
"Choosy Love." Oh, that was she ended up remaking that.
She
Yeah,
did, ain't that, yeah.
right. I know she did a song that somebody else made, but she ended up that ended up being on One in a Million eventually. "Choosy Lover." She ended up remaking that. Yeah.
But man, I need some of these versions that these artists sang, because yeah, they were really good.
I'm ready to wrap this up. Well, we'll touch on this real quick. It's like Harvey Weinstein. Let's talk about we ain't got time to break it down if we're running long already. You saw his New York rape conviction was overturned. But don't have any fear, like he's not getting out for all of the conspiracy theories. That's the New York charges. He also had California charges that he's still convicted of.
Did he
This
get
was a mistrial,
hospitalized again?
similar to Cosby, like they included evidence that they shouldn't. That's what these DAs are fucking up. It's like, yeah, just try the case, like let the evidence speak for itself. You ain't gotta put no extra sauce on that shit. It's like that's what they have had, like inappropriate witnesses, like you can only have witnesses like the ones that he was accused of attacking, and the only ones that should be able to testify. Can't just bring like any woman up there that doesn't like Harvey Weinstein to testify. They did bring up like women that had nothing to do with the case. And of course, like you got a good lawyer, they can get that overturned. It's like, yeah, like, well, why was this good just able to testify? What about this one? That's
Like the
why it got
lady
overturned.
at
If they
the
say he got
Homer.
in, yeah.
I've never met Homer Simpson, but he touched me. Like on the
Like that, it's
Simpsons.
like, yeah, you
I've
have it.
never met Homer Simpson, but
You had inappropriate witnesses like that. And
you can't do that.
that's why they overturned it. So and that trade that case probably will be retried, so he probably will get convicted again, like Barnes with let's say he just decide they don't want to retry this shit because he's already in prison for the
Unless
LDN.
he gets unless he gets taken out, because then he get hospitalized again, I think.
Yeah, he's like old and sick and shit and all
Like,
this.
he's like, when he showed up at that one court case, that he was
He
like
was on a walker and like all of
with the
this.
oxygen and shit. I was like,
Yeah, he's going to die in prison, like
he showed up
regardless.
looking like death at that one
Like
thing. I
this, he was
was
talking about that, saying
like,
like, "Are they letting Harvey Weinstein?" I was like, "No,
no, they're
he's
not.
not getting out." It's like, yeah, he's still convicted of the L.A. trial, unless they find some fuckery in that trial. It's like, but yeah, he's still,
Bottom line, DAs, do your damn job.
yeah, don't put an extra sauce, because that's what with Cosby they used illegal evidence because they put
Sealed documents, yeah.
the deposition that was sealed, and then with Weinstein they had witnesses testifying that shouldn't have been testifying. Like, so just stop it. Like Michael Jordan, stop
Get
it.
some help.
Stop it. But I'm ready to wrap this shit up. I just wanted to touch on that because like that was a big story. I saw people crying about that. I'm like, no, he's still locked up. Like he's not getting out. Have no fear and shit. Yeah. But definitely appreciate your support. Not another damn podcast episode 360, full circle, baby. You want to support us further with this full circle? Give us a like. Also, subscribe, share, rate, review on all your platforms. Talking Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, SoundCloud, iHeart, TLC, YouTube, Amazon, Alexa devices. And you can follow me, Ozman the Wizard, on Instagram, TikTok, and X, and Oz Radio on Snapchat and Facebook as well.
And you can check me out at MSIMAH626 on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Also, STRHGULLEY1 on X, STRHGULLEY7 on Instagram. Also, please like the Straight Gully Facebook fan page and check out straightgully.com for your blogs and your vlogs.
Hey, I'm Ozman the Wizard.
And Naiva.
We will talk to you later. I'm gone.